When Florida's gubernatorial campaign got underway earlier this year, Adrian Wiley was confident. Speaking with WFSU in June, Wiley was happy to report he had been invited to two general election debates and was hopeful he could secure an invitation to the remainder. But 4 months later, Wiley has filed in a federal court pleading to be included in this Wednesday's debate at Broward College. So what happened? Where's his invitation? Here's Wiley.
That invitation was rescinded because they created a criteria that anyone participating in the debates must reach at least 15% in the poll by September 30th. Now, under their criteria, I actually have met the guidelines. We just missed the deadline by a couple of days.
If Wiley had appeared on stage, here's what he would have had to say about jobs.
There are employers out there that would like to hire new workers, but they don't because of the regulatory compliance issues and the additional tax burdens and things of that nature. So what we need to do is lift some of those burdens on businesses and let them hire new workers. That is what's going to stimulate the economy.
Not so different from positions staked out by Governor Rick Scott, but Wiley breaks with the Republican on the issue of same-sex marriage.
Government doesn't have the authority to tell anyone whom they may choose to love, cherish, and obey. So I would seek to really reverse the process of marriage licensing altogether and leave marriage as an institution between individuals and, depending on their faith, between the church that they choose.
Democratic candidate Charlie Crist may not be angling to change marriage licensing, but he and Wiley do agree on allowing, or at least not stopping, same-sex marriages. And this is typical of the libertarian light-touch approach to governance. Reducing government intervention and regulation tracks closely with Republican ideology, while the same approach on social issues tends to mirror Democratic policies. But on some issues, Wiley emphasizes his distinction from the major parties. Crist supports Amendment 2, which would legalize medical marijuana. But Wiley takes it one step further.
Yes, I completely support Amendment 2. In fact, I'm the only candidate in this race that supports full legalization of marijuana.
The next debate will air Wednesday, October 15th, and it will be followed by another on October 21st. Wiley says his campaign is focused on convincing the court to order his inclusion for the first, and he's hopeful the hosts of the final debate will invite him to attend. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.